mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it's Thursday, the fifth day of May 2005. I know we got a lot of phone calls online. We'll be getting to those early in this hour. A ton of news. This obvious election stunt of these toy grenades going off in New York. Classic MO of MI6. Russian pilots to make rain stay away at military parade. ABC News. It's an example of weather control. Government researchers tested AIDS drugs on foster children, deadly toxic drugs that even killed some of them. Italian website banned over Nazi Pope picture. We'll talk about why that's so important, why that's so dangerous to free speech. That's just some of what's coming up. A few weeks ago, I had a chance to hear him on Jack Blood's broadcast, and I was aware of his work already. We post some of his articles from his powerful website. But he's going to be with us this hour and into the next if he'd like to stay with us. Talk about left gatekeepers. And I'm aware of the church hearings of decades ago in Congress. I'm aware of Operation Mockingbird, of what the tax-free foundations are doing, how they control the false left paradigm to make sure that change never takes place down at the grassroots level. But he's done a masterful job from their own documents and public statements from compiling how the left is controlled. And so Charles Shaw now joins us. And, Charles, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. It's really great to be on your show.
But before we go any further, fire out your website and who you are and how you got involved.
Well, the website, the publication, is called Newtopia. It's newtopiamagazine.com or newtopiamagazine.net or .org, N-E-W-T-O-P-I-A. I'm the publisher and chief editor. I founded it, 3 years ago. And it was mostly out of an inability to get a lot of my work published in the so-called progressive media.
Well, it looks good. The site looks good, but the material's even better.
Well, we've actually, you know, come a long way. And we've built a really respectable, healthy readership. We got some really great contributors. And we give people the freedom to say what they want to say, you know, which is... unlike the people we'll be discussing on your show today.
Absolutely. And I want to get into the structure of it yourself. You've got a nice little graph there. And this is public available knowledge. And so you wonder why you go to a neoliberal meeting. That's what they've been called for many years, neoliberals. And you wonder why there's nothing substantive. It's mindless chant. It's centralized. It's idiocy. And you really documented this.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that really inspired all of this is that I've been a political activist for a number of years now, and I've been deeply involved in the anti-war movement. And what I just couldn't figure out was why only certain issues were permitted to be discussed and why there was this kind of very strong culture of containment amongst the so-called left and the anti-war movement. That kind of really got sparked even greater when I started getting involved with the 9/11 Truth Movement a couple years ago and found that any discussion of this whatsoever was shut down before it even got through the door.
And now a lot of the grand poobahs, the self-appointed leaders of the 9/11 Truth Movement, are saying, hey, it's over. Don't talk about 9/11 anymore. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, I hear that, and you know, we know some of the personalities who are talking about that.
Well, we should just follow their orders. I'm going to shut up now because they told me to.
Right, precisely.
I mean, it's pointless to fight evil.
I think you got certain people who didn't get the response they wanted, and so because they didn't get that response, they're now telling everybody to back off the issue, or because they're not following their particular theories to the letter. But I do think that it's still very much an alive issue.
Oh, it's bigger than ever. We're on the verge of victory. Stay with us. We'll be back and talk about the new Left Gatekeeper.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now well into the second hour. We're talking to Charles Shaw, and he's a journalist, media activist, has a great news website. And we're now learning, I mean, we've known for years on this broadcast and documented it, there's been congressional hearings, as I said, decades ago about it, that thousands of prominent reporters are on the Department of Education's payroll, the FBI's payroll, the CIA's payroll. The state police have people on their payroll working in major newspapers. Now, 1,000 sounds like a lot, but there are hundreds of thousands of reporters. But they're key reporters. But we also have the controlled opposition in the left and the right. An example is Free Republic, one of the biggest so-called conservative alternative websites, won't let you get on there and post the billboards of Clear Channel putting up billboards saying that L.A. is Mexico. They will take it down. They won't let myself in the past, my listeners, post AP articles about Delta Force anti-terror drills in Texas that were scaring the daylights out of the public and attempted bribery, even when it was in the front page of the San Antonio Express News. None of that exists. New World Order doesn't exist. George Bush is Lord. He is good. We see that going on. But on the other side of it, we have the controlled left. And folks, you know, there's Professor Jensen here in Austin who's on national TV on a weekly basis. And he attacks me. He can't stand me. He tried to keep me from speaking in a rally we put on the one-year anniversary. I mean, we put it on. They show up, try to take over. And I actually had to have the police that were there, the Crawford police, explain, no, this is their event. You guys were invited out here to speak. And they had to step aside. I mean, these people are amazing. They don't want the New World Order discussed. They don't want 9/11 discussed. They don't want you to hear the Democrats are controlled. They don't want you to hear the United Nations was set up by the very foundations that control both our political parties. And we have the facts. We have the evidence. And I mean, right down to the grassroots, it's controlled. We have the majority view, a populist, pro-freedom, pro-liberty view. We could take this country back, but they control the grassroots organizations. So many of them. So here, the detail, the makeup of this is Charles Shaw. So Charles, let's again recap how you woke up to this, some examples at the local individual level that was part of your wake up as a researcher to the fact that you were right in the middle of the controlled system, expanding out then to the history of it and then modern examples.
I think I got really interested in the whole issue when I was actually examining the role of not-for-profit corporations, 501c3s, which, you know, by their very definition are not allowed to permit in any kind of electoral, be involved in any kind of electoral politics. So, you know, they can't lobby, they can't support campaigns and any of this stuff. But at the same time this is happening, right, we had United for Peace and Justice, which is probably the largest, quote, anti-war coalition in the country. They got over 800 member groups. They spent the better part of the 2004 campaign surreptitiously campaigning for John Kerry. Now, I was kind of curious how they did this and why they spent so much energy putting together demonstrations at the Republican National Convention, but barely even bothered to show up at the Democratic Convention a month earlier in Boston.
Now, that's not 800 members, that's 800 groups.
800 groups with thousands of members, yes, across the country. And you start to look into their organizational structure, the people that are behind it, the history of them. I started just doing some basic research, and that's when I pulled up Bob Feldman's article, which is, you know, the left gatekeepers, and a number of different sub-articles he's done on alternative media censorship, lots of things on the Ford Foundation, George Soros, the Rockefeller Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. So digging even deeper into that, we come up with the chart that Feldman and our friend Don Paul helped put together, which kind of lays out a flow chart of some of the bigger foundations in left media. And we're talking about the Schumann Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Soros Foundation, and then lastly, the MacArthur Foundation.
And these are the very people, the very foundations whose public policy reports that have, again, we've got 70 years of these, say eternal war, world government, they control the Republicans, they support them. It's totally staged.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you're looking
Let's
at...
Let's go over examples of this. So you start seeing this, then you're involved in the anti-war movement, you start looking around you.
Right. And a number of things happen, mostly being, the faltering of the anti-war movement following the Republican convention. The anti-war movement got co-opted up into John Kerry's campaign in the fall of 2004, and then immediately following the election, you know, we launched this sustained offensive on Fallujah and just absolutely leveled the city. And the only person that was kind of giving us the real deal on it was an independent journalist named Dar Jamal, who was going on and on and on explaining about how people were being slaughtered indiscriminately, that the city had been bombed to rubble, and that, the government's countering with all of this stuff about, oh, well, it's, you know, Baathist insurgents and it's Al-Qaeda and it's everything but people defending their own land. There was nary a response to this in the anti-war movement. I was in San Francisco at the time, you know, the hotbed for political activism. We barely had 500 people come out to a demonstration. And I started asking, well, why isn't anybody out here? And what I'm getting from all the leadership of the anti-war movement is, oh, well, we're saving our energy for the counter-inaugural. We're all going to be in Washington, D.C. in January, and it's going to be bedlam. We're going to give Bush our money. Well, you know, I went there, and I was with our good friend John Buchanan and a couple other people, and there was nobody there. I mean, there was barely 10,000 people in D.C.
But there were 66,000 police and military.
There was 40,000 police, from what I understand, and another, I think there was, if I remember right, 4,000 armed combat troops.
The number is 66,000.
Okay, yeah, and then, the, you know, state troops and regional and everybody that was pulled
and
in.
And the military was in command.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was in the Washington Post. They're very proud of it.
It was, well, you know, we had a group that we had put together to organize for it, and,
Outgoing Ann Ridge said this is the model for the rest of the country, the military in command of cities.
I'd say that, and
no,
you know,
gave a speech the day before the inaugural and said what a great job they were doing.
Well, you know, if you're playing upon people's fears, sure, they are doing a great job.
I mean,
job.
This is a martial law drill, so all this is going on. You start tracking who these leaders of these movements are, where was their money coming from?
Well, there's various foundations that have their hands in all of this, but what you've got is a lot of money coming from George Soros, who we all know is a huge moving force in the globalist. He's a Bilderberger. He was a former director of the CFR. He put over $100 million into the Carlyle Group.
He is a Rothschild gopher.
He's got his hands in the central banking system. He's got everything going on. And then he also uses quite a bit of his own money through his foundation.
And again, this is the CFR that loves Bush. This is all this fake left-right system.
Well, exactly. It is a fake left-right system. It is divide and rule. And these people, and we're talking about folks like Medea Benjamin, who founded Global Exchange, and Leslie Kagan, and an ilk of these people, you know, who are all former members of the Communist Party, and then now they're suddenly self-styled progressives, you know, they're constraining and limiting what is allowed to be said, what tactics and strategies are allowed to be implemented, and the fact that they have managed to completely box the anti-war debate in this anybody-but-Bush mantra. You know, they're blaming everything.
And they don't want us to talk about 9/11.
Absolutely not. I mean, categorically not, Alex. I mean, I need to really make this point here, is that, you know, 500 delegates traveled across the country to their assembly in February in order to sit down and say, look, the anti-war movement is going nowhere here. What are we going to do? And these folks, this small cadre of people, already came in with proposals that were already going to be passed. The 9/11 Truth folks, and there was a whole contingent of them from a diverse group of 9/11 activist organizations, they were shut out of the debate. They were not even allowed to present their proposal. This was something that it was tacit, it was silent, it was passive aggressive. They glad-handed them to their faces, and then they just completely condescended to them when they actually got up there to do
something. And they actually empower, by the way that they bring forward their political ideas, the neocons, with fodder to demonize anybody who doesn't agree with this current management crew the globalists have in office, known as George Bush and neocon and company. An example is Ward Churchill. He comes out and says the people that died in the towers were Nazi technicians, you know, they're not victims. Then they all go trumpeting that instead of the anti-war movement telling the truth. The globalists were behind 9/11. It was a pretext. Here's PNAC documents to invade and have a worldwide empire. No, they come out with agendas that are designed to fail.
Well, you know, think about what would have happened if they were to pick up this mantra, if they were to go out there and start telling
people. If you had 100,000 people nationwide marching every week saying it.
Yeah, or more importantly, if you had 100 million people demanding that people like George Soros and the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, because if the left gatekeepers got on the side of exposing 9/11, it'd be over.
Precisely.
But it's not going to happen because they're controlled.
Precisely.
But I want to go into the foundations. I want to go into the church hearings, what we learned, the Carnegie documents we got, how these so-called leftist groups actually say, we want war, we want this. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Kerry wanted to invade Iran right away, but they didn't want to protest him. Oh, no, Kerry will save us. Kerry will save us for the Patriot Act. He will save us, though he's for it.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browner, Dramitis Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
The press is the hired agent of a money system set up for no other reason than to tell us lies where their interests are concerned. Henry Adams said that in his shocking investigative report to Left Gatekeepers. Journalist Bob Fieldman researched reportedly left activists and media organizations that received substantial funding from large establishment foundations with known ties to the CIA, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and even the much maligned Carlyle Group, the arms-dealing investment fund featured in Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. So, again, this is how they control the debate. And of course, Charles Shaw has done, now done his two-part series on this. We'll tell you about his website in a second. He's joining us. I got a chance to see him in New York during the demonstrations of 400,000 people that the media barely covered and tried to minimize how many people were really there. He got locked up in the Guantanamo on the Hudson, Pier 57. Of course, I was there videotaping it across the street and threatened with arrest there as well. So we'll tell you that story, too. But let's get into the Carnegie Rockefeller Brothers, the Ford Foundation, because we've got their documents. It's come out in congressional testimony where they actually push for war, but then also fund the anti-war movement to make sure it fails and to make sure it looks stupid and says horrible things. Well, we know they hired thugs in the 60s to go break windows in towns so the police would then have the pretext to go attack the peaceful pro-war, I mean anti-war people, to make it look good for the pro-war people. We know that that a lot of these anarchists are hired by them today. We've proven that these left foundations funded right before the situation in Seattle in 99 that I cover in the takeover. That they trained them, hired them. The police were not to arrest them. They housed them in a government building. We have all this on video, and the police were then ordered to attack the peaceful protesters. So it's the same system over and over again, and so many well-meaning leftist bleeding hearts haven't yet woken up to this, and that's why we're under the globalist control, is because they and the phony conservatives have been co-opted. Charles Shaw, let's get into the history of this.
All right, well, you know, there's a really telling quote. It's from the Chicago Tribune back in 1950. And they were doing a story on the Council on Foreign Relations, and you know, they said, quote, that the members have used their prestige, that their wealth, their social position, and their education have given them to lead the country towards bankruptcy and military debacle. They should look at their hands. There is blood on them. The dry blood of the last war, referring to World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, referring to Korea. You know, we know Roosevelt was a member of the CFR. We know that it was Roosevelt who got us into World War II. These groups have continued to shape policy by flooding money down.
And these groups funded Hitler. They funded Stalin. They funded Lenin before when it was just the Royal Institute of International Affairs in England. I mean, it's the same M.O. Go ahead.
Right.
They funded Saddam. They funded Al Qaeda. Go ahead.
You've got the central bankers, you know, the Rothschilds, what have you. You got them funding both sides of the capitalist communist side. You got them funding and creating Hitler. But more importantly, you've got our own people, namely the Bush family, funding the rise of the Third Reich as well. You know, there's a lot of material out there on the business dealings between Prescott Bush, George Herbert Walker, A. Avril Harriman, who is their boss, and a guy named Fritz Thyssen, who is a Nazi industrialist.
Yeah, there's a new film out about that.
Right. Well, this is something that our friend John Buchanan went and he went to the National Archives. He got the official documents from our own government that showed how Prescott Bush and his ilk were profiting.
Well, I have articles from 42 in major newspapers with Prescott Bush in there.
All right, so you've got all the Trading with the Enemy Act stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff, here comes John. He says, okay, we got real documents. You guys want to get the Bush family? Let's go. Here's my story. Not even the left media, not even the purported Bush haters would touch the story.
Guardian did pick it up, though.
They did, but they only picked it up about a year later. And it was, you know, it was ex post facto.
Yeah, it was after the election.
You know, but there's a book out there by Charles Hingham called Trading with the Enemy. And it has a lot to do with the stuff we're talking about. But it also documents how, you know, the Rockefellers, through Standard Oil, and Ford, through Ford Motors, they made a hell of a lot of money selling oil, tanks, and steel to the Nazis, even during wartime. You know, during the Allied bombing of Germany, one of the only places that was spared was the Ford Motor Plant in Cologne. And you have these incredibly powerful transnational...
Understand, folks, our troops are dying on beaches, but the B-17s can't bomb the Ford Topol plants.
Precisely. So you got all of this going on, and what all of this is to say that these parent companies of these foundations, the Standard Oil, which became Anaco, the Ford Motors and General Motors and, of course, General Electric, all of these companies were part of the military-industrial complex.
And they own the left gatekeepers, and we're going to document that when we get back. I mean, it's a fact. They take money from the foundations that then push the war with their other hand. It's unbelievable. Cracking the Code. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., back from 9 to midnight, all-time Central Standard. Again, going out on a wonderful list of AM and FM affiliates across the country, a growing list. Simulcasting on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985, first 2 hours, 9.75 in the third hour, and at night at 3210. Before we go back to Charles Schaub, the third hour of my three-hour film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, covers Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, The Elite, the Council on Foreign Relations, how all these groups tie together, how they control the left and right, how it ties in with the Nazis and the Bushes and history, and how what their master plan is. Schwarzenegger, all of it. That's the third hour of the film. A full hour is the most cohesive, focused information out there, bar none, on 9/11. The controlled demolition of the towers, just the whole 9/11 story. It's right there. All the documented, provable, demonstrable information. No one, after watching this, would not wake up and say, clearly the globalists are behind this. In the first 35 minutes or so, is about just the police state in New York itself that's going to be exported nationwide and worldwide. The new film is $24.95. Get multiple copies for as low as $14 a piece. I've got some of my other great films as low as $5.95 when you buy one copy at the regular price. I've got a three-tape special that you then save $18 on. A bunch of different specials. Just peruse the specials at Infowars.com in the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Watch free clips of the films. In some cases, I've got half the film up for free. Got about half of American Dictators up for free. About half of, it's about an hour and a half up for free of Martial Law. And if that's all you want, download three copies of that and burn it on disc and give it to people. Bottom line, get the information out. This needs to be seen. Download it, put it on more file sharing networks. Don't count on others to do it. I mean, there's sneaky ways to get people to watch it, too, and wake them up. I mean, I've been talking about this. Just name it Star Wars Revenge of the Sith when you put it on a file sharing network, and millions will watch it. People did that before Fahrenheit came out. They named Road to Tyranny. I never thought of this until some listener did it. They named Road to Tyranny Fahrenheit 9/11, and millions of people went and watched it, folks. So there's guerrilla warfare info tactics you can use, and I'm telling you about tactics we've learned. But if you want to watch it all online, high bandwidth, low bandwidth, read my book, Paul Watson's book, weekly TV shows, special reports, hundreds of audio interviews, all my films, dozens of other films, PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Don't wait. Toll-free number to get the films. They can answer your questions when you call. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I know the phones have loaded up. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls here in a little while. Charles Shaw, for those that just joined us, tell us about your website.
Website is Newtopia Magazine. The URL is newtopiamagazine.com, .net, or .org. N-E-W-T-O-P-I-A. We bill ourselves as a journal of the new counterculture. We like to report on the history, social movement, politics, art, culture, what have you, that is moved out of the mainstream.
Well, that's important. Now, Charles, let's continue with a little bit more of the history, and then we'll start going to calls. I mean, we have the congressional documents. We have it all. We know that Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller and all these groups, while they're funding open borders and the takeover of the country, while they're funding anti-gun movements, while they're funding NPR radio, putting out this controlled opposition, they're also out there funding and pushing the pro-war movement successfully. And then you linked it back to some of the so-called grassroots anti-war groups.
That's correct. You know, there was something that came out last week by Robert Perry, who is, you know, another journalist who had his career slashed for, you know, looking into the wrong corners. But on Consortium News, he puts something out about the rise of right media. And he says that, you know, and he correctly identifies that after the Vietnam war movement kind of dissipated in the mid-70s, the left decided to kind of abandon media. And they went into this whole not-for-profit grassroots organizing structure. Well, you know, first of all, you know, the irony of trying to oppose a system which you then have to go in and allow yourself to be regulated by, as the government regulates not-for-profits.
And it's the same with our churches. In the past, churches didn't pay taxes because the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So they're all out preaching pro-war and out preaching pro-microchip or pro-anti-gun and telling us that Bush is of the Lord. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, quote, government isn't supposed to be involved, but it's the complete opposite. Through separation of church and state, we've gotten the opposite, the government controlling it. Well, it's the same thing with the left.
Right. The thing that people aren't really recognizing is that, as you know, the churches and their not-for-profit structures advocating for pro-war and the left advocating for supposedly anti-war views, they're both just funded by the same parent companies set apart against each other. I mean, the left allowed itself, they let themselves over.
And that's why the arguments are so mindless and childish, because it's not even real.
Right.
It's WWF wrestling.
Or more importantly, it's you know, partisan politicking.
It's like the WWF owns the contracts on the managers of both, you know, both wrestlers that are having their stage fight.
Right. And, you know, don't really hurt each other. Just kind of get in there and make it look good and say all the right things.
Well, this never got more obvious than Kerry's cousins on every side of his family with Bush, 2 years apart at Skull and Bones. He's for the war. He's for the Patriot Act. He's for open borders. He's for everything. And you, I can have arguments with moron leftists who think he was actually against it all.
I know. It's really, Alex, I can't even begin to try to explain that. The level of denial and obtuseness as far as these people thinking that there was any substantial difference between these guys absolutely boggles my mind. And I think what it really comes down to is that there is a belief within certain, you know, it's called wings or certain areas of the Democratic Party, particularly a group that calls themselves the Progressive Democrats of America. I happen to think that's an oxymoron. But, you know, they happen to think that they are not, quote, the Democratic Party. Peter Cameo said, well, that's like saying that the Panama Canal is not Panama. But, you know, nonetheless, you have them out there, and they're saying, well, John Kerry doesn't represent the Democratic Party. We do. The people do. And the rank and file is against the war. Well, if the rank and file was against the war, then, again, we have to keep asking them, why are they signing off on these Democratic leaders that are, without any kind of debate and without any kind of challenge, giving the Bush administration every dollar they want to go over there and range across the world and expand this empire.
Well, I mean, where are the Democrats now? They're not harping on the admission there were no WMDs, the admission that they lied about it, all of just the incredible frauds and scams that are going on. That's all basically a dead issue. It's just, yeah, they lied to us, and now they're going to attack Iran.
And some of the rhetoric coming out of the so-called Democratic leaders about Iran and about Syria and about North Korea is really frightening. I mean, you know, they want to go and pigeonhole the neocons as being hawks and imperialists, but this is a bipartisan policy, and it's very much so. It's political suicide for any politician, Democrat or Republican, to challenge this Leviathan defense budget. But we've been, you know, bilking the people out of $500 billion a year, and that's just what's on the book.
Well, it's $600 billion this year, and then there's hundreds of billions off budget.
Plus, Iraq has already cost us $200 billion. Plus, you got to talk about another few hundred million that are thrown into the so-called war on drugs for, you know, military interventions in
Colombia.
And
that's just to go after their competition and also grab the kids that were dumb enough to use the CIA narcotics and put them in these privately owned prisons working for 20 cents an hour.
Right. Well, we could go on for a whole nother hour talking about the prison profits. And, you know, I live in Chicago. And, you know, you're talking about how New York is exporting this security model and police state model. But, you know, Chicago's a testing ground now.
They just put up the big Homeland Security announcement speakers that also take over radio and TV.
That's right. But not only that, what's even more frightening is that on 2,000 light posts across the city, they have high-resolution cameras that can zoom in up to 3 miles.
Yeah,
they're monitoring people that walk on the street.
Face-scanning software.
Right. And it's
but
all
not the borders.
Cameras.
But not the borders.
And, you know, we've got our own fair share of, you know, illegal immigrant problems here, and they're using, you know, this as a pretext to, you know, kind of Sturm und Drang through all the neighborhoods. You know, anything even resembling Fourth Amendment protection rights in Chicago is right out the window.
And you have a mafia dynasty running your city.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, does the mafia want to keep control of its slaves and take their guns? Of course they do. That's another thing. Charles Shaw, the left loves to wear Che Guevara shirts with him with an AK-47, but when the citizens of America want to have guns to defend themselves against tyranny, oh, it's suddenly bad. But then now I'm talking to so many people who were, quote, leftists who've woken up. They're now going out and buying firearms. Comments?
I'll give you one better. First, they don't understand the issue, and they have to first recognize that their government is the threat before they can recognize that they need to protect themselves from the government. So I'm behind you on that one. And I understand the push to remove the Second Amendment from, you know, American people's lives. But the problem with that is that the left still thinks that they somehow can affect things through the legislative process. They still seem to think that the legislative process isn't completely corrupt.
The president's attorney general has said he's above the law and they can torture people to death.
And who is there to stop them? And that's really the problem. I want to go back just a second. You're talking about Che Guevara and the idea of, you know, the revolution. So many of these older Vietnam-era people who are, you know, now purported leaders in the anti-war movement, these folks We're all radical socialists and communists in the 60s and 70s. And I'm not, necessarily saying that that's like a bad thing, because, again, I firmly believe that the whole left-right dichotomy is a complete illusion. So whatever you subscribe to, the bottom line is they were advocating for revolution pretty strongly. And then here we come into this assembly that they had in February. We're trying to come up with new plans to stop the war and to stop the empire. And we're talking about taking much more dramatic stances, and even minor rhetoric like an overthrow of our government, even by nonviolent means, has been censored out of the debate.
Yeah, even impeachment. Now, let's stop right there. Now, again, my analogy is when it's a fake communist revolution or a commie gun, these guys go, well, we love it, it's good. But then for a citizen of America to have a gun, it's bad. That shows the schizophrenia of these people.
Well, listen,
and you show these phony leftists that the Carnegie and Rockefeller and Ford Foundation funded communists. You show them that it was funded as a way to get people back into serfdom, to be a boogeyman so they could turn the West into a police state and have the communists go grab and murder resources all over the world and hand it over to the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation with oil companies in Russia 50 years ago. Armin Hammer, the communist leader, also. It's all a scam, and you show them the documents, and they don't want to see it, Charles.
No, they don't. They really don't, because it's a matter of you got these not-for-profit, these NGOs, and so they've all got budgets, and they've got careers, and they like to hang out with Michael Moore and Sean Penn, and they like to go on the speaking circuit, and they like to act as if they are somehow holier than, all of us common working people. And they don't want to give that up. I mean, if you want to talk about the greatest drug that's plaguing our culture, it's the idea of celebrity and status. You got Michael Moore who, look what he did in Bowling for Columbine. To the right to bear arms was suddenly boiled down to a couple absolute kooks and a few, fringe militia groups that perhaps had,
here's the good news,
a little idiosyncratic. What are you going to do about it?
Charles, here's the good news. Everybody I talk to who 10 years ago would come to one of our gun rallies and scream and yell at us, they're now walking up apologizing, saying, I just bought a semi-automatic AK-47. And I know that communism's controlled, and I know the left is controlled, and I know that the New World Order controls it, and I'm for true freedom. And I see conservatives waking up that the Republicans are a fraud, and that it's all command and control. So just like newspaper circulation's down 65%, and TV's down 35 to 45%, or 37 to 45%, people are leaving. I see people basically know this phony left is phony. That's why folks aren't showing up to their rallies anymore, because they know it's a fraud. So what I'm telling you is I think that the deprogramming has begun, and we have a real spontaneous populist movement that scares the New World Order to death.
I agree with you, Alex. And the funny thing about it is that it took a little bit longer to get off the ground than we all thought. There's people like Mike Rupert who, very, very soon after the election went very public in saying that, 9/11 is dead, anti-war is dead. You had your chance and you blew it. The only chance we had was to remove
and
Bush.
Moore told us Bush was legitimate on the Late Show or Tonight Show with a Pumpkinhead. What's his name? Jay Leno.
Right.
So, the same rhetoric. Very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we could spend another hour talking about how they not only stole the 2000 election, but also stole the 2004 election.
You can't just steal 04 at the voting box. You've got to have a rigged candidate who'll take the dive.
You take a rigged candidate, and then you've got, the Ken Blackwell, who is the Catherine Harris, of...
Yeah, there's so much evidence it's ridiculous. John Kerry won the election, and we're not saying that's even good, because he was staged to begin with.
Right. I mean, that was the fastest concession speech I had ever seen in my life. Before the votes were even counted, he was bowing out, and he didn't even show up in public again for another 5 weeks. And somehow you want to tell me that this was a guy who really wanted to be president? I think when you're talking about guys like Michael Moore, though, really, Alex, the issue is that how can a guy who is worth, $200 million, how can people who, are barely surviving on $30,000 a year identify him as in the same category?
Well, he's flying around on a Disney jet. And then Disney puts on that act like they might not distribute it to, hype it up.
Yeah, well, I, if you want my personal opinion on that, it was just merely media stunts to get people
at the end of the film, he goes, we need more police. We need more funding.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really scary. And, you know, there are people out there that want to claim that the police state isn't happening. And, you know, I think really it's because people have this concept in their minds of what it's supposed to look like and what it's supposed to sound like. And they don't understand that, it's very surreptitious. You know, they don't have to be out there wearing, identical uniforms with swastikas on their shoulder to show that there's police state. Here in Chicago, the bulk of the police do not wear uniforms. They're federally funded tactical squad guys.
And that is pure police state. Not wearing uniform is the worst.
Absolutely. And they are there, and they will pull up on you and stop you and take you in without even a blink.
Well, millions of cameras, millions of microphones, whole towns, face scanning, transponders will be on all the cars, every major road, a toll road, giant presence being built everywhere.
And it's quiet. It's quiet. It's surreptitious, and it's kind of creeping up on us. And, you know, like it's the old adage, if you toss a frog into a pot of water and slowly bring it to a boil, it's not going to realize that it's frying. You know?
Well,
that's what we got going on here.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Well, I'll tell you why the gun grabbers are in trouble. Is because the so-called left is being deprogrammed, but then we can count on George Bush and Alberto Gonzalez and Governor Pataki and Governor Schwarzenegger. It's all the Republicans coming after our guns, and the controlled right media won't tell you, the conservatives, that, just like the controlled left media won't tell you anything leftist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Join us, 800-259-9231. I should have asked you this during the break, but Charles Shaw from Newtopia Magazine, are you willing to stay with us into the next hour?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's go to some callers here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Ohio first. Steve, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Thanks for holding.
All right, no problem. First of all, I think it's a great show that you have about this left-only paradigm. I have a question. We tend to make fun of the media because of the fact that there's so much censorship involved in that. And I think that one of the things we need to do in the alternative media is we've got to come together and put these grievances behind us.
I agree. Thank you for the call, Steve. Really appreciate that. But let's explain what this means. Let's explain what censorship means specifically. If I run a website, say Infowars.com, and I see articles we posted that I think do not cover the views that I have and the mission that I have, then I have a choice whether I want to carry that or not. Now, I also have my own choice. Let's say I do want to have an Ann Coulter on, then I'm going to disagree with her, but I'm going to decide what I'm going to do. Now, a real example of censorship, for those that get confused with the term, for people that don't understand this, is Italian website banned over Nazi Pope pictures. Now, this is their website. This is Indie Media, with its servers based in Brazil. Nothing to do with Italy, where they have fascistic Nazi mind control laws, which you all thought were okay if somebody said, 6 million Jews didn't die. Well, they shouldn't be able to say that. But see, now it's don't show Ratzinger in a Nazi uniform, which he did indeed wear. Okay, so see now, that's censorship, to go to someone's website and to tell them, take your website down. Censorship is if I go up to you with your sandwich board and tell you you can't stand on the street corner what Bush is doing, arresting anti-war demonstrators when 500 pro-Bushers are allowed to stand on the same sidewalk. That is censorship. Censorship is not saying, Alex, because you won't put pornos on your website, you're censoring. Would you like to comment on censorship, Charles?
Absolutely. You know, the other thing that I think is even more insidious than that, Alex, is this idea of self and covert censorship. One of the best examples of this is when, Amy Goodman had been bugged and bugged and bugged for a year to try to put David Ray Griffin on her show to talk about the new Pearl Harbor. And at the last second, she ends up bringing in Chip Berlay. Chip Berlay doesn't know anything about 9/11 research. He's made his career as a, quote, anti-conspiracist. And you come to find out that the Ford Foundation has been giving a lot of money to Democracy Now! And specifically gave them a grant in early 2002 to continue reporting on 9/11, the aftermath of 9/11.
Now, there's the payoff right there. But Let's expand. David Ray Griffin, had him on yesterday. I think his books are great. I've read one, got the other. But he's got all these CFR people writing his foreword that he's involved with, and I predicted 3 years ago that the globalists would give us a phony left movement to, like, go, oh, a liberal world government is the answer to the evil right-wing government when it's all run by the same people, and that's exactly what Griffin was saying yesterday.
Right. I think that any time there's an opportunity to try to co-opt a movement or to take it over or to fill it with disinformation, it's going to be done. These folks have a tremendous amount of access, a tremendous amount of power, and regardless, they are going to try to stop it. With the Ford Foundation, they don't have to come to Amy Goodman and say, all right, listen, now you cannot report on any of this stuff. What they'll just say is, here, make sure you do something about the aftermath of 9/11, and then they'll dangle enough money there that they know how hard it is to keep that grant funding year after year after year.
And then they get a call going, here, you're doing a show on this. We got a guest for you. Would you like to talk to us?
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll talk to Roger and Manuel and many, many others. On the other side, third hour straight ahead. Hello,
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, third hour, we're talking to a great researcher, Charles Shaw, UtopiaMagazine.com, org.net, you want it, you got it. Exposing the left gatekeepers, Amy Goodman, all of them. and how they're funded by the very foundations that also fund the neocons and the warmongering. That's how they get the job done. But they're losing control. And that's the good news. And we're taking your calls right now. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Roger in Pennsylvania. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And your last comment and the response is kind of like the perfect segue for my monkey wrench question that shows that the whole left-right dichotomy is not quite the irrelevant illusion that many make it out to be, to wit. On the lefty gatekeepers, that is their chunk of the 911 truth movement, isn't their problem even more intractable? I mean, not only for the gatekeepers, but in the respect that also from the bottom up, this would otherwise have to mean severe cognitive dissonance. That is, just as the left is forever railing amorphously against the corporations, they can't very well rail against the corporation of corporations, with specificity. Against not only, say, the Federal Reserve or the myriad.
Yeah, the ones because they're funding them.
Yeah, the very same tax-exempt foundations and such, which provide such a large part of their financing organization, the very same pseudo-intellectual cover, gobbledygook rationale, like when almost honest John, the communist, got stuck in that endless loop, jumping ahead to the phony removal attempt on Fidel Castro. Excuse me, when I tried to pin him down, it was inconvenient to address who installed...
Yeah, but you're having a private conversation about something that...
Well, he can appreciate it, though, anyway.
One person can. Great, that's good radio.
Well, it was inconvenient to address who installed Castro in the first place, so I guess John would have us believe that Castro sprung full-blown on the scene from the...
Listen, I can't have you respond to a caller you debated with 6 months ago on some other show, right?
Well, he knows the general line. I mean,
I'm talking about our listeners. If I'm having trouble following you right now, believe me, others are.
Well, I just...
What are you talking... I mean, you were saying earlier made sense, but please, try to...
Well, I guess these lefties would have us believe that, say, like, for Castro, he would have sprung full-blown from the brow of some aberrant Cuban Zeus, right?
Well, yes, that's a flavorful way of putting it, a nice little caveat to it, but, I mean, look, this is what I'm trying to say. They don't want to know that Eisenhower called him the Abraham Lincoln of the Caribbean. Yes, it's all staged. They just can't understand that, can they?
Yeah, God bless you all.
Hey, thank you, Roger. I wasn't trying to be mean. I'm just trying to... Maybe you're just above my head. I just wasn't getting some of that. Mr. Shaw?
Yes. Yeah, I got something else. You know, I was thinking about... We were talking about self-censorship. You know, the other thing that... Again, is even more insidious than that, is this idea, you know, your last caller kind of touched on it, but, you know, when Burleigh was on Goodman's show, you know, his method of discrediting Griffin was playing into what I call the disbelief factor. You know, I just can't believe that the Bush administration or our government...
Yeah, it's all real emotional. I just can't believe why
right.
that would ruin America, why you hate this country, why I just can't believe it.
Right. And then what's even worse then is that human beings really don't understand how much they reinforce this stuff within each other. And I think the biggest... The biggest person guilty of this has got to be Nadia Benjamin, who is, you know, arguably the most influential member of this group. And she will only kind of get behind something as long as she thinks that there's enough past support behind it. You know, the idea of people being, you know, pilloried or marginalized or thought of as crazy
as not popular. That's their excuse to control their members. They know that any revolutionary idea will have power of its own truth. And so they keep us in the already mainstream media debates that we've been given that are supposedly kosher. We'll take more calls when we get back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order
can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to your calls at 1-800-259-9231, talking about the left and the right, controlled gatekeepers, bought and paid for by the same people. In fact, Limbaugh's books are published through a subsidiary of the Council on Foreign Relations, while they fund the anti-war movement and they fund the pro-war movement. Then they control the entire spectrum. Total spectrum dominance is what they call it. And that goes for warfare as well as media, because media is warfare, hence InfoWars.com and our secret weapon, the truth. By the way, I told you it'd be up today, and we twisted some arms to get this done. Coming up June 3rd and June 8th, we're going to be showing Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, my most professionally produced and powerful film ever. It's really a mini-series. We'll be showing 2 hours and 35 minutes. The film itself, not the extras that make it 3 hours, at the Alamo Draft House downtown. I mean, they got food, they got coffee, they got everything. Pizzas, hamburgers, really great food. I'm going to be speaking for 10 minutes, showing the film and taking 20 minutes of questions. We'll have some prizes and, free DVDs and stuff as well for some of the people. I'm going to have a little question and answer. If you can answer questions, you get the prizes. Some of the prizes will be complete sets of videos. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Downtown Alamo Draft House, nice independent movie theater chain here in Texas. It's grown from 1 in the last 10 years to now 8 theaters. And 7 o'clock June 3rd, Friday, June 3rd, 7 o'clock, and then 10 o'clock Friday, June 3rd. So, if you're going to be busy and can't make the 7 o'clock, come to the 10 o'clock. Take your wife out to dinner at 8, 9 o'clock, and then drop by and see the film. You can go to InfoWars.com and link through the Alamo Draft House website and buy your tickets for the either showing, the 7 or 10 o'clock on Friday, June 3rd, or you can buy your tickets for June 8th, the next Wednesday at the Alamo Draft House that has even bigger theaters, will be in their biggest. That will be coming up on June 8th, Wednesday, June 8th, 8 o'clock. And I'll have a longer question and answer there because that's a single showing. So if you can't make it to the Friday or don't want to go downtown, you can go to the South Lamar location. Beautiful, very nice theater. I'm really excited to be doing this. And I've shown Road to Tyranny in Austin to sell out crowds and Houston to sell out crowds in single showings. One time we turned away 200 people. Another showing, the theater barely filled up, so you never know what's going to happen. I'll probably be showing it all over Texas, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio. I'm going to be setting that up in the next few months. But come to this event. Meet like-minded people. It's going to be a lot of fun. Details at Infowars.com. And we've had showings before. The first one I ever did sold out online. And then, again, masses of people showed up and got turned away. People were standing in the aisles. So I would recommend that you go buy your tickets now to one of those free showings. Or if you want a hard copy of the film, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And I don't know, it's like $6.50 at the downtown one. And then it's like $8 at the South Lamar one, normal ticket price. And, of course, part of that goes to the theater. We appreciate them supporting this film. And I know that the owner likes my documentary, so that's exciting. Okay, let's go back to Charles Shaw from NewtopiaMagazine.com. Charles, let's continue with calls, okay?
You got it.
You got it. Let's go ahead and talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Manuel, welcome.
Hey, you guys having a great discussion here. You talked about guerrilla tactics, Alex. With that in mind, I joined a local People for Peace and Justice chapter here, a small one. Now, I know and understand it's not enough to castigate an ideology. You have to then actively employ a re-education strategy.
Now, I'm going to stop you, Manuel, because my memory, when it serves me, photographic. You haven't called in about 8 months, and the last time you called, it was to talk about how they were controlled and how they wouldn't talk about 9/11. Tell us about it.
Hey, oh, definitely.
Am I correct? You made that call. You haven't called in about 8 months.
Sure, sure. That was me. Now, let me continue here with my story here briefly. I joined this local Peace Through Justice group here, and I'm very vocal here locally. I fight the police on constitutional grounds. Fight the militarized thugs. I'm pro-Second Amendment and woefully anti-UN. That notwithstanding, the ideas I brought forth to the group's general membership were so well-received that I was actually nominated and then voted in as political action chairman. Eventually, I ended up stepping down because they literally get their marching orders from the centralized hierarchy.
Yeah, the locals liked you till the brass learned of what you were doing.
And check it out. I stepped down anyway, because as I said, they get their marching orders, pun intended, from the centralized hierarchy.
Let me tell you what you do. Let me tell you what you do. You go in, you do what you did, and then you break off and take the entire membership.
That's guerrilla warship. You see, I spoke at their rallies, very well received in my ideas. I gave out your website, your videos, my ideas. If we spoke about depleted uranium, we didn't just talk about Loren Moray. We talked about Joyce Riley. I fought everything on constitutional grounds. You see, that's guerrilla tactics. Always actively employ re-education strategy out there. And I'll tell you what it does, you see. People see that, and you can use their membership and their connections and use it to engage the population, the masses, with your own ideas. And the people, Afghanistan yet. We're not the Stone Age just yet.
The brass learned of this, and how did they try to go after you?
Pardon?
The leaders of the group learned that you were breaking their conditioning, and what did they do to get you out of there?
Well, I eventually stepped down, you see. The general membership didn't want me to go, but what happened was I stepped down because I refused to be confined.
Well, why didn't you break off? Why didn't you take their members and form a real resistance?
Well, that's what I'm in the process of doing right now, you see. But it's a whole process, and you know that full well. You got to be very careful.
Well, that's what I recommend. Infiltrate the NRA, which is full of really good pro-Second Amendment people, then show them the federal court rulings for the NRA's arguing against Show them where they're arguing against the Second Amendment. Show them where they're anti-gun. Show them where they're anti-Second Amendment. And then have them break off and form true groups. Those are the groups holding the line. It's the same. Great points, Manuel.
That's what my call's about. For one second here. That's what my call's about. You jump in, re-educate, pull who you can pull, and then move on and do it all over again.
Well, I don't use that term. It has bad connotations. Deprogram, take blinders off, to let people see what they see.
Definitely. Likewise. It's the same thing.
All right. So you had all these former leftists hopping around loving the Second Amendment.
And another thing, when the media came around, after I would speak, what I loved the most was, and this is not please don't perceive this as being arrogant. When I brought forth my ideas, they'd actually ignore the leftists and interview myself or somebody else among the free leftists who are now constitutionalists.
That's because the mindless chanting is so boring for the local news. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Manuel. I've got a comment on this, and then get a comment from Charles Shaw here. You notice I get real excited about this, folks, because Limbaugh, let me explain this. Limbaugh comes out with a mindless argument against the controlled left and is really meant to make conservatives look stupid and meant to keep people in their camps. Whereas if Limbaugh came out and really exposed Bush as a big government pimp and showed how that was corporately financed, the left thinks socialism fights the corporations. No, it actually empowers the corporations for levers to extract our wealth and control us. It was written up and designed by them to get us conned back into serfdom when the Renaissance was becoming too powerful. Now, the left comes out with false debates and says the people in the towers deserve to die, and then that makes all the left look bad, or anybody who's exposing 9/11 look bad. It's all meant to be mindless. I've been ranting. Charles Shaw comments.
I want to comment on what your listener, the caller, had just said about the kind of centralized culture that's going on with United for Peace and Justice. And, let's talk about 9/11. The excuses that they gave for not wanting to engage any 9/11 issues was, one, leadership claimed that they didn't want to work with, quote, difficult people, which I find very interesting because most of them are extremely difficult people to work with. The second was that they said that all 9/11 researchers and activists are like people pushing the alien autopsy videos on Fox. Okay, and by taking this kind of all-inclusive, monolithic view of a very diverse, complex, and complicated movement, they've managed to actively, and I'm not saying indirect, I'm saying actively marginalize these people out of the debate.
And let me break that down. Kevin Smith and others, Jack Blood and others, went up to Crawford to protest Ariel Sharon a month ago. And the leftists were there, and they said, we've been told not to talk about 9/11, wink, wink, we agree with you, but we've been told. So, mindlessness to make it ineffective. I mean, is it alien autopsy to go? San Francisco Chronicle says Mayor Willie Brown got a call to not fly to New York the night before. Is it to go, the CIA was running drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon on the morning of 9/11? Is it alien autopsy to have the video of the owner of the World Trade Centers saying they blew up Building 7? I mean, is it bad to cover Buzzy Krongard, number 3 at the CIA, saying we don't want to capture bin Laden? Is it bad to cover BBC, W199I, Bush ordering the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda? I mean, is that bad? Are we not supposed to do that? That the Bush vacations with the bin Ladens? Is that off course? Why shouldn't we talk about it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what you circulated on your listserv yesterday, too. When you talk about Building 7, there was someone on the board of the group that owns Building 7, if I'm not mistaken here, Alex.
Yeah, it's a German insurance company, and now fraud's being alleged.
Right, because of an admitted controlled demolition, and somehow this also. See, the thing is, it's Orwell rolling in his grave again. It's the fact that history's being rewritten. It's the idea that if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around, does it make a sound? This is history that is being erased right in front of us.
Well, it's like the 9/11 Commission said there were no central support beams in the World Trade Center when it had the biggest support beams of any building in the world. And all the architecture classes teach this and show this, but they just say they don't exist. So if they say they don't exist, they didn't exist. Doesn't matter if I got film off PBS of them building it with the columns. They didn't exist, Shaw. And shut up or you're with Al-Qaeda. Shut your mouth.
Been a while.